This is The Playbook.
Gratitude is the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything, every person, every situation, every experience, every circumstance. But a lot of times we don't reconcile with gratitude. What do I mean by that? Well, the first thing to reconcile with gratitude is coherence. Because without coherence, the ability to remember what we think we want for today and to actually do, say, think, believe, and feel in a trajectory towards what we think today, we're incapable of being gracious. We're incapable of finding the light, the love, and the lesson. So we need to reconcile coherence with gratitude as a habit machine, a step before creating a habit. And the best and easiest and most impactful habit that you can ever have is gratitude, because it gives you perspective. It allows you to give meaning to the defining moments, the inflection points of the past, to act on those as we do, say, think, believe, and feel today in a trajectory of an unlimited capacity of the future that we can change our mind about. So gratitude takes about 0.1 seconds, it's free, but it is the most impactful and most powerful thing that you can do. I want everyone to think about how easy it is to change your life when we reconcile coherence with gratitude, when we remember what we think we want in the future and do, say, think, believe, and feel in a trajectory towards what we think we want as well. We have to simply what? To say thank you. Think thank you. Believe thank you. Feel thank you. And act grateful. And if we do this every day, especially before we go to bed and when we wake up, if we have coherence, the habitual machine that empowers us to, in 0.1 seconds and for free, say thank you, it will change your life. Now, how many of you think that you can say thank you every day before you go to bed and when you wake up? Now, I've studied physics, metaphysics, and quantum physics. I sit on the Transformational Leadership Council with such great thought leaders as Deepak Chopra, Bob Proctor, who's passed recently, Jack Canfield, Sharon Lecter, Blaine Bartlett, the list goes on and on, John Assaroff. And we all agree, all thought leaders agree that gratitude has the greatest impact on your life, takes 0.1 seconds and is free. But yet by tonight, half of you won't say thank you. Half of us won't say thank you in the morning. And almost all of us won't say thank you within 3 days. The easiest, simplest, fastest, and most effective way of changing your life, and because we don't reconcile coherence with gratitude, we are ineffective in our approach of being grateful, of changing our lives, of allowing us to find the light, the love, and the lessons, not only in the defining moments in the inflection points of our past, but also in all the circumstances and events of today, and allow us to not limit ourselves for the future. Gratitude is the core of our perception, and we give meaning to everything we see. We cannot find outside of us what we can't find inside of us. So how do we practice gratitude? How can we create this coherence and reconcile coherence with gratitude? Well, we have to also reconcile time. You see, the only limitation that we have today is time. We all have 24 hours of time. It is the collective consciousness that binds us together on this earth, that they're all restricted and limited by time. So I've created 5 daily practices in order to utilize coherence of gratitude so that we are finding the light, the love, and the lessons, accelerating, growing, and compounding this vision towards what we think we want in the future, allowing us to learn those lessons and change our mind. Number one, the practice of taking inventory of what we want with that lens of gratitude. What do you want today, personally? What do you want today, experientially? What do you want today in giving, producing, and what do you want today receiving? And if every day you can think about what you want personally, experientially, giving, and receiving wise in a trajectory, an unlimited trajectory of what you think you want in the future, you now have taken nothingness and through the coherence of gratitude, created a possibility. That's right, a mathematical advantage from nothingness to a possibility simply by using gratitude to think about what do I want today in that trajectory of what I think I want in an unlimited capacity tomorrow. The second practice that is utilized for the coherence of gratitude is who. Who can I help today with what I want, and who can help me with what I want? Every morning and every night in my grateful prayer, I ask God for help. I ask him, would he put at least 10 people in front of me that I can help, and put at least 10 people in front of me that can help me? When we think about who we can help and who can help us with what we want today in a trajectory of what we think we want in the future, we get another mathematical advantage. Why? Because the fastest way to get what you want is to help someone to get what they want, and to allow someone to help you get what you want as well. When we do this, that possibility of knowing our what now becomes a probability. And in the third practice for each day, the practice of gratitude, the coherence reconciled with it, to remember what we think we want, who can we help, and who can help us, we now need to determine our how. And utilizing the lens of gratitude, we now are not only reconciling coherence, but we're reconciling time with gratitude. How can we find the light, the love, and the lessons aligned with, or in a trajectory or synergistic to, what we think we want in an unlimited capacity in the future? When we reconcile the 24 hours a day by being a student of our calendar, by paying attention to, plus giving those five level of coherent intentions, what were you going to do today, say today, think today, believe today, and feel today in that trajectory of an unlimited capacity of what we think we want in the future, when we reconcile time with the coherence of gratitude, we now see things as activities during the day aligned with that gratitude in our perception, only using the limitation of the inflection points and the meaning that we give those defined moments of our past in order to be more efficient, effective, and statistically successful with the activities that we have planned today, the activities we don't have planned today, and of course, the activity of sleep. Sleep is one of the greatest things to reconcile as well in time with the coherence of gratitude. Sleep is for two things. One, recovery, so that we're in a better mindset, heart set, and hand set in each day, but also for access. How can we access these lessons? How can we access the light? How can we access the love as our subconscious and unconscious mind take over from the conscious ego based consciousness and thought that we utilize during the activities we have planned and the activities we don't have planned? One other distinction that I make in this mathematical equation of coherence of gratitude, where what I pay attention to plus what I give the five levels of intention to equals the coincidence, the coinciding of what I think I want in the future, or better, utilizing gratitude in that respect, I look at things as activity I get paid for and activity I don't get paid for. There's no work. There's no job. It's just occupation. What is occupying me in the activity that I get paid for and I don't get paid for? Maximizing what I want, who I can help, who can help me, and now how to get it done. And if I know what I want, it goes from nothingness to a possibility. If I know who I can help and who can help me, it becomes a probability. And when I utilize the reconciliation of time with gratitude, it now becomes my perception. Why? Because gratitude is your perception. Gratitude allows you to take the meaning of the past, the defined moments and inflection points of the past, utilize them with what you do, say, think, believe, and feel today in a trajectory, an unlimited capacity of what you think you want in the future. Also allowing you to have an open mind and open heart and open hands with the light, the love, and the lessons that you receive through this reconciliation to be more efficient, effective, and statistically successful by allowing you to become more aware of the light, the love, and the lessons, which accelerates your journey, allows you to aggregate your journey, compound the behaviors of gratitude in your journey, and allows you to not only go past and surpass, but understand that you will end up in a better place, a better situation, or a better circumstance. The fourth practice of coherence of gratitude, the daily practices of gratitude, and the coherence of gratitude reconciled in time from possibilities of probabilities of perception is to know your now. That's right, know your now. Understand that the key to knowing your now is to know what's important to you. And when you know what you want, who you can help, who can help you, and how you're going to best get it done with efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success, you now know what's important to you, which allows you to prioritize. Prioritize your time with the things that feed you, not bleed you, allowing the things that bleed you to fall away or even fire them from your life. Utilizing prioritization as an antidote to procrastination, an antidote to feeling overwhelmed. If you feel overwhelmed, it's just the indicator that you should be grateful. Why? Because you're living in abundance. You have more than enough options, more than enough opportunities, more than enough touches of favor. When you are grateful and have the reconciliation of coherence and time and know your what, your who, your how, and your now, you now are utilizing time by prioritizing what's important to you, not what's important to other people, not what's missing, not what you don't want, but what's important to you in alignment, synergistic, supplementary to a trajectory of a future that's so scary, so unlimited, that not only are you afraid, but people will laugh at you. They'll scoff at you. They'll make fun of you. But eventually, if you follow the what, the who, the how, and the now, they will applaud you. When you know your what, it's a possibility. When you know your who, it's a probability. When you know your how, it is your perception. When you know your now, it's your reality. You've now been able to execute on the coherence. So now we complete that coherence by one, remembering what you think you want with the what, the who, and the how. And when you prioritize, you are actually doing it. The definition of coherence is remembering what I think I want and actually doing, saying, thinking, believing, and feeling it. Now, that last part, feel it, is a confirmation in the fifth daily practice of the coherence of gratitude. Gratitude is reconciled in coherence by remembering what we think we want and doing it by what? By applying our why. And when you apply your why, you now live in coherence and in inspiration. See, most people spend their days like a tube. Food in, food out. Food in, food out. Paycheck in, paycheck out. Paycheck in, paycheck out. Most people are trying to get more healthy every day, more wealthy every day, more happy every day, more worthy every day. I'm here to tell you, if you know your what, your who, your how, and your now, that you are. So let yourself be. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? So within the context of the reconciliation of coherence and gratitude in your daily practices, giving meaning to the past, as well as taking advantage of a trajectory of the unlimited future that is in your hands, then we can apply our why by a four-step process of identifying what we're doing to interfere with the pursuit of our potential and our potential. Number one, practice identifying fear. I spell fear, I-N-T-E-R-F-E-A-R-A-N-C-E, interference, because fear is what is interfering with you and your potential. But we have to practice identifying it. There's so many forms of fear, right? There's so many forms. Anything that separates us makes us feel inferior or superior. Anything that is causing anger, anxious, frustrated, guilty, resentful, offense, all these different feelings of worrying, complaining, judging, putting conditions on things, all of these things are interfering with what has already been gifted to you by something bigger than you. Something omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, and omnipresent that loves you more than your mom. And using pain as an indicator, setbacks, failures, and mistakes as an indicator, fear as an indicator that you have a better place to be, a better situation, circumstance, or event to be in. By utilizing and identifying fear. Now, when we identify the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, all of these different feelings that cause complaining, worrying, judging, and conditions and separation, causing that interference between you and your potential, instead of resisting it, instead of fighting it, instead of analyzing it, outlodging it, trying to go over it, under it, through it, around it, don't deny it, Don't resist it. Don't fight it. Just stop. Breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. And then remember. With what? Remind. With what? Recollect. With what? That's right. With what? What you want, who you can help, who can help you, how best to get it done, prioritizing and reprioritizing by what's most important to you, aligned with synergistic and supplementary to a trajectory of your future that's unlimited, allowing you to stop and breathe and drop to center, put yourself at ease and out of dis-ease in order to roll in the right trajectory towards what you want, who you can help, how best to get it done, and prioritize accordingly. That's right. When you can identify fear in all of its different forms, you will realize that your mind, your body, and soul are on fire. And everybody knows when you're on fire, you gotta stop, drop, and roll. If you want to live a grateful life, if you want to utilize the fastest, most effective, and efficient way to impact change in your life in a positive direction, aligned with synergistic and supplementary to an unlimited future, then you got to utilize the coherence reconciliated with gratitude. So you have to know your what, personally, experientially, giving and receiving. You got to know who you can help and who can help you. How best to get it done, reconciling time with the coherence of gratitude to be efficient, effective, and statistically successful in doing, saying, thinking, believing, and feeling everything aligned with the unlimited capacity of the future, and open-minded and open-hearted and open-handed to change your mind tomorrow by finding the light, the love, and the lessons today, giving us the prioritization of knowing our now. What's important to us, the what, the who, the how, to determine what to do in that efficient, effective, and statistically successful way. And if you do this, I promise you, we will not be in search of our why. We will be applying our why, identifying what we're afraid of. And instead of resisting, going over, under, through, around, overselling, back and selling, lying, manipulating, cheating, and denying, we simply are going to stop, drop, and roll back in through reminding, remembering, and recollecting with our faith. There's something bigger than us that loves us more than our moms. Please say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. Reconcile coherence in the past, the present, and the future by utilizing these tools, these 5 daily practices, which I'll be happy to send to you, david@dmeltzer.com. Please, everyone, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.